Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of The Startup Chat, we're going to talk about the power of writing.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And how to incorporate it in all kinds of different scenarios you might not be today, and why that is useful, meaningful, and powerful in running your business, just in general in life, right? So yep. The reason why we want to talk about writing, I mean, we've talked about a lot of our tips have included writing things out and writing things down. We've used this tool a lot of times in many different episodes in order to help people improve. But just the last episode was about writing postmortems. And for people that haven't listened to that episode, I suggest going back and listen to it. It's very, very good. And we hit on a really important point, which was the difference between just talking with the team about something that went wrong and trying to analyze it versus writing it down and analyzing it, and why that is such a big difference. And that made us both go, you know what, we should have a mini episode where we just talk about writing and why it's so powerful and so important.
Yeah. And you know, the way I would start this, like, and to start the discussion is like almost by posing a question to say, if you didn't write it down, did it really happen?
I love it. If it's not written down, has it ever happened? Yeah.
I mean, that, it makes me feel stupid when I say that, because I'm like, yeah, well, if it didn't get written down, it can't be shared. Other people can't, like, you know, read it, edit it, give their own opinion about it and about anything. I mean, this is writing anything down. And it's also one of our most valuable tools to get something from our brains and our mouths into an actual format that's much more universal and also not synchronous, but actually asynchronous. And what I mean by that is conversations happen in real time, typically, right? Obviously, while a document can be written and other people can look at it at their time when they feel like it. So this is if one person's writing something and sharing it with other people, it allows for, you know, a lot of different types of learning models and a lot of different types of personalities to collaborate on one thing. That's what I really like about the writing things down sort of necessity, especially in a business. If you go study like product development and businesses, you'll run into Amazon, obviously. They are one of the more, I would say, they've definitely popularized a lot of concepts around writing things down. They have an approach called working backwards, where they write down a future state, whether it's a fake press release or a blog post, in order to align the whole company and the product teams and the business around an opportunity before they even write any code to build a product or a feature or whatever it may be. And that's a form of writing things down, right? And collaborating, and the benefits of it, you can see in almost everything they do of, you know, how spot on they are oftentimes in how they sort of build product and release things that the market actually loves. And another thing that, you know, they do is they have a famous idea of this two-pager. So any kind of product initiative or idea, oftentimes, not even just working backwards, but any kind of business thing starts with this two-pager. And you can start looking into this and realize that, like, why Jeff Bezos's shareholder sort of his like public statements about the company, you know, in the long form method that they use is so great and so succinct, because that's a requirement for every executive at the company to write this two-pager when they want to change something or do something new.
Yeah, it's even a requirement for meetings, at least in Jeff Bezos. I don't know if it's for all executives, I would assume so, in Amazon, is where when they have a meeting, whoever's responsible for whatever the problem is they're talking about, the new initiative or whatever it is, needs to write a two-page summary of what's going on and what needs to happen and what kind of decisions or information they need to exchange in the meeting. And the first thing that happens is everybody comes into the meeting room, they sit down, they have this two-page summary printed out in front of them, and they all read it there. And, you know, so there's silence for whatever, 5 minutes or 10 minutes as they're going through this and analyzing it. And then they all put it down. And now they go right to the, like, drilling holes into this concept, giving the information needed, asking more questions, And it's a beautiful way. Like we talked in the past episode on why you should do postmortems, which is basically the act of writing out and summarizing and reviewing what has happened, an event that's in the past. And this is kind of the opposite approach where you, before you go and do something, you go through the discipline process of writing down, you know, what needs to happen, why, what are open question marks, what are risks and all that. And you have like everybody at the same time reading something through before they jump into a conversation. And that obviously can make a dramatic difference both to the quality of the conversation, but also enforces the person that asks for the meeting to make sure they have their shit together, right? And they've thought this thing through very, very clearly.
It helps everyone get on the same page when you actually write it down and then share it
literally
with people, right?
You know, literally.
Yeah. Exactly. Literally. Yeah,
literally.
That's good.
Right? Instead of just sending an email and hoping people have read it, but maybe they've read it a few days before, the other person has read it 5 minutes, somebody skimmed through it. There is something powerful about everybody sitting down reading the document together, right? There's something, it might be uncomfortable when you do it the first time, but I could also imagine it being pretty powerful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It can definitely be. Uncomfortable the first time. Yeah.
Let's go through other scenarios of writing things. So there's some other examples I want to go through on the kind of using writing as a tool instead of just talking or thinking about things. But before I even do that, I want to talk about the power of writing as something that I think increasingly in the world is going to become a more and more crucial skill. And we see this a lot with remote companies. You know, there's 37 Signals, aka Basecamp, that you know famously writes a lot about how to make remote culture work. And one of the key things is that they say people that work for them or that apply for a job, one key criteria, doesn't matter what the person is doing in the company, is they need to be good writers. Because they are virtual, well, number one, being a good writer will be a good signal that you are a good thinker, that you're thinking things through clearly, and that you have the discipline to write out your thoughts and your opinions in a well-structured manner. But it's also such a crucial skill because when you are a remote and kind of virtual company, a lot of the communication that's going to happen is not going to be you bumping into people in hallways or walking into office spaces and just shouting out ideas or things. You're going to have to write in chat rooms, in emails, in digital documents. So you being a good writer is kind of a